Crossroads Repertory Theater in Terre Haute presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in an adaptation by Jerry Hatcher. It's an energetically dark companion for their comedy work with Mel Brooks' musical Young Frankenstein. Both inhabit dark, fog-filled spaces. Both are from around the same Victorian period. There were laughs aplenty from Mel Brooks and not much violence. From Hatcher, there are only a couple of laughs and lots of violence. Brooks' doctor brings a lifeless body back to life. Hatcher's doctor bloodies the stage with three rather permanently lifeless bodies. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is a Robert Louis Stevenson horror classic. It's never been out of print, translated into many languages, staged and filmed over and over, especially in the uptight Victorian times. The portrayal of the doctor's drug that would release all inhibitions must have seemed quite attractive. That all that remained of basic impulses were evil was a frightening, though still tantalizing, possibility. Come to think of it, the lure of relaxed inhibitions certainly remains with us, and more elaborate chemical and spiritual approaches continue to proliferate. The Crossroads Rep stage is dominated by scenic designer Kevin Nelson's formidably framed door. It's rotated as the outside and the inside of Dr. Jekyll's home. Pieces of furniture are busily moved about in and often for the various scenes. Jenrock's lighting design combined with the fogging of the space for an overall eerie effect. Brett John Olsen, who played the energetic Dr. Frankenstein for Brooks' musical, plays the devil Dr. Jekyll for Hatcher's dark drama. His doctor is an upright, almost prissy figure of a Victorian gentleman. As a scientist, he's come to believe that civilized humanity has reached its pinnacle through suppressing half of its consciousness, and he's fascinated with the possibilities of exploring his own dark side. In Jeffrey Hatcher's adaptation, four actors play various characters, and at times as many as all four torment Dr. Jekyll as Mr. Hyde. It's sometimes dramatic, sometimes confusing. Lou Hackleman is a dignified figure as Stevenson's narrator, the solicitor Utterson, and early on a surprising fright as one of the Hydes. Julie Dixon is most often the doctor's sympathetic and protective housekeeper, Mrs. Poole, but she's also a prostitute that Hyde mutilates and murders, and a farrago is one of the Hydes. Luke Jaconis plays Dr. Jekyll's rival doctor, Sir Danville's Carew. Carew is a nasty celebrity-seeking sport who even sells tickets to dissections. He also plays an upright police inspector and one of those nasty Hydes. David Harris, the sympathetic monster from Young Frankenstein, plays an amiable Scottish physician and the most effectively malevolent of the evil Hydes. At the center of the Gothic tale is the innocent chambermaid Elizabeth Jelks, played with touching grace by Emily Wierkes. She's first attracted to Dr. Jekyll and later to the Jekyll in Mr. Hyde. It's Elizabeth's love for both that in nicely worked out scenes leads to the dramatically staged conclusion of the novella and the play. The Crossroads Theater's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde joins Mel Brooks' musical Young Frankenstein in the repertoire. This weekend in Terre Haute, David Lindsay Abaire's Pulitzer Prize-winning The Rabbit Hole opens. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.